Good morning, everyone. Last year, I saw an incredible pianist by the name of Yuja Wang in concert. Her hands were so fast, they were literally a blur. Like, it just didn't seem like it was humanly possible to do what she did. So when we got home, I Googled her to see, like, what planet is this woman from? And, you know, how old is she? And where did she learn to play like this? And I think we all do that. When we see somebody that amazes us, somebody does something really great, what do? We find out more about them, whether they're an actor, an athlete, or musician, or singer, anybody. It's a natural thing. We just want to know more about them. In the gospel, Jesus amazes his 11 disciples and the two disciples that he had met on the way to Emmaus. He just appears out of nowhere in a closed room, and they're terrified. They're terrified. So he breaks the tension with, "Got any food around here?" And you know, why does he do that? It's pure genius, if you think of it. You cannot learn if you're scared. If there's any teachers here, you know that. If you cannot learn anything if you're scared. He wants to put them at ease and so that he can prepare to teach them. He wants to give them a scripture class. That's what he's doing today. It says he repeats what he had told the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. He says he interprets for them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Now, we need to stop there for a moment. First, Jesus is present in the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures in the Bible. Listen, from the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Who's the Word? Jesus Christ is the Word. Right there from the beginning of time, the Word, the Logos, that's Jesus right there from the beginning. And so we see Jesus is referenced throughout the Old Testament, sometimes in an obscure manner, but he's there. There's a gentleman by the name of Chris Harrison actually looked at the scriptures, and he looked at the New Testament and Old Testament, and he found over 63,000 references, cross-references, between the New Testament and Old Testament. Now, when Jesus talked to his disciples, he probably didn't go through all 63,000 because it would have taken him weeks to do it. But it was clear he was trying to point out to his disciples, to his friends, where he was in the Old Testament. Now, why is that important to us? Why am I even saying this? Who cares what happened 3,000 years ago, right? What's that got to do with us? Well, first we know, you know, Jesus is God and man. We know that. And so when we see how God acted in history from the beginning of time, and God does not change, then listen, we can understand, we can recognize how he acts in our lives today. Today, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, is the God of Tom, the God of Bill, the God of Vanessa, the God of Kathy, the God of Debbie, God of you, the God of me. It's the same God. What does God do? What's he do? God blesses when things are hopeless. Just think of the story of Abraham and Sarah. They wanted children. They were in their old age. He challenges our faith. Think of the story of Abraham ready to sacrifice his son Isaac. He strengthens us when we are up against adversity. Think of young David, the mighty Goliath, right? He allows bad things to happen to good people. Read the book of Job. He always gives us an escape path, though. If we're in trouble, he'll give us a path to him. Think of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. Think of Noah's Ark. And he always calls each of us to do great things, Think of Moses, think of all the prophets. Now, there's so many stories. If we can understand and reflect on how God worked in history, then we can more easily see how he works in our lives today. But the challenge is this. What most of us learned about God, we learned when we were just children. That's the problem. We got some of the truth, but we didn't get the whole truth. And that's the challenge for us. When I was young and foolish, I thought Bible study was kind of boring, and I was like, why are these people studying the Bible? I didn't know what I didn't know. And now I understand. It's not boring. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. When we find out the actual meanings of these stories, our hearts will burn with excitement as we understand and realize how God reveals himself to us, not necessarily 3,000 years ago, but to us today. So the good news is that our parish has so many programs to offer to help us to understand where God was in history and also in our lives today, like the Biblical Walkthrough of the Mass, Unlocking the Mysteries of the Bible. There's an upcoming one, I think it's called Guide to the Catholic Sacraments, right? Did I get that right? That's coming up. So it helps us to understand where God is and where he is in our life. The great Pope Benedict XVI says this about our gospel reading today. He says, we see the great model of discipleship in this reading. We just heard it. We see disciples gathered in community. We see them breaking the bread together and deepening their knowledge of God. The disciples were doing just what they're supposed to do, just like we're doing right now. So to wrap up, we all like to learn more about people that amaze us, right? But do we try to deepen our knowledge of God, to understand how God acts in our life? Because if we don't understand how he acted in the past, how will we ever understand how he acts now? Amen.